Happy Monday and welcome back to your regularly scheduled roundup of sea to sky current events. Whistler Bike Company manager David Meyer has penned a farewell letter in the wake of his shop going under. The issue of roaming horses in Pemberton would be unacceptable anywhere else in the province, MLA Jordan Sturdy told the BC Legislative Assembly on March 13. Whistler Search and Rescue, WSAR, is continuing its upward trend of activity year over year. Pemberton Regional Airport will receive $121,500 in funding from the province for runway repairs and painting. For the first time since COVID-19, Whistler hosted a nationals event for Skeleton. Pemberton's men's shed is set to get a newly renovated home after 6 years in operation. Whistler Blackcomb, WB, has confirmed that the Horstmann Glacier will not open for summer skiing in 2024. The Association of Whistler Area Residents for the Environment, AWARE, is organizing a suite of events in the lead-up to Earth Day. Water projects in the Squamish-Lillooet Regional Districts, SLRD, Area C will get a slight boost. The Whistler Community Foundation, WCF, is giving out $219,000 in grants this year. Check out this week's Museum Musings on the early days of the World Ski and Snowboard Festival, WSSF. Tomorrow's weather and road conditions can be viewed here. Keep it locked to Peak News Magazine for more relevant headlines. Email us at bdupuy@wplpmedia.com if you've got a tip.